Diana, I knew her by the long curls which I saw drooping between me and the fire as she bent over me, broke some bread, dipped it in milk, and put it to my lips. Her face was near mine. I saw there was pity in it, and I felt sympathy in her hurried breathing. In her simple words, too, the same balm-like emotion spoke.
"Try to eat."
"Yes, try," repeated Mary gently, and Mary's hand removed my sodden bonnet and lifted my head. I tasted what they offered me, feebly at first, eagerly soon. "Not too much at first, restrain her," said the brother. "She has had enough." And he withdrew the cup of milk and the plate of bread.
"A little more, St. John. Look at the avidity in her eyes."
"No more at present, sister. Try if she can speak now. Ask her her name." I felt I could speak, and I answered, "My name is Jane Elliot." Anxious as ever to avoid discovery, I had before resolved to assume an alias. "And where do you live? Where are your friends?" I was silent.
"Can we send for anyone you know?"
I shook my head. "What account can you give of yourself?"